Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
But this song is ending. I need you to push the button.
But this commercial and stuff.
I know. I know you have stuff to do, but so do I, Brent. And it's Friday, so let's make this happen.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah! Oh, hold on. Stop.
Oh, what the hell?
Hold on. Where's Hooman?
Oh, Hooman's kneeling.
Come on, Hooman, we're gonna do the Friday montage.
Oh man.
Let's get into it, man. It's Friday.
I feel like the moment's
gonna start celebrating.
The moment
I asked you that this morning. I'm like, oh, happy Friday. What'd you get me? She points to the stack of paper. I'm like, thank you.
I got you stories.
Thank
bitch.
You for all the stories.
Here's your show notes. Have a good one.
I'm like, because you never have enough to say. Here.
I know. She's like, here's so you don't ever have to stop talking.
Awesome.
New Kanye record tomorrow.
Oh. He's on
tomorrow.
SNL, right?
Yeah. Most awesome.
Yeah, no.
I thought music came out today.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're Kanye, you do what you want.
All right.
What is he this time? Condi
on SNL. He's the musical guest.
Yes.
On SNL.
Is it Condi or the Kali Long?
Kiki, do you love
Yandi?
Me?
Oh, Yandi. That's what it is.
Hooman's not done with the montage. What happened?
No. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. What are you gonna ruin it for?
Are you riding?
All right.
Time
well,
to give
fun.
Something away. Here we go.
All right. Well, time for commercials.
Oh, what are we
All right.
We're
well,
giving
we're
away
done.
The marathon.
Maybe
the last
up in the
pass
news.
Is for the marathon.
All right. So it's the Healdsburg Wine Country Half Marathon. It's Saturday, October 27th, all the way through the heart of Sonoma County's beautiful Dry Creek Valley. And this, like you just said, this is the last time we're doing these. So if you want them, be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll win 2 free registrations for the Healdsburg Wine Country Half Marathon, including a souvenir wine glass, entry to the post-race wine and music festival, oh, yeah, a finisher's medal that doubles as a bottle opener, woo, and a finisher's t-shirt.
The best thing about this prize is that everyone that's won it this week is a runner.
Oh, great.
And like 3 of the 4 people so far have said, I was about to sign up today, but I was going to try one more time to win it from you guys.
And they won it.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Because sometimes people call and they don't even know what they're calling in for.
They hear the number and they go, oh, let me call.
What did I win? Anyway, I hope another winner, runner wins today.
You want an aggravated conversation with Hooman.
Hey.
So, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's right. We're starting with Game of Thrones.
All right.
Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa Stark on the show, you know, they're done. And she was, you know,
that's
of course,
the redhead,
the
correct?
Redheaded chick. Okay. Right. So everyone's always asking her, you know, what do you know? What can you tell us?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, look, I've read the script. She says, as an actor, it was really satisfying. Didn't she marry Joe Jonas? Are they married?
Yeah, they're engaged. Are they married yet? I feel like
I might have seen that they got married. They're at least engaged, though. Anyway, she says, as an actor, it was really satisfying. Who knows if it'll be satisfying for the fans? I think a lot of fans will be disappointed. And a lot of fans will be over the moon, I think. I think it'll be really interesting to see people's reactions. But for me, reading the script, it was just, like, heartbreaking to read at the very final page of the script. It just says, end of Game of Thrones.
Ah.
That was really emotional.
I bet it was. They're still engaged, by the way.
Oh, okay. I'm so torn between wanting to watch the end of Game of Thrones right now and never wanting it to end. I just want to see who becomes the winner of the game.
Winter.
No, Winter is not going to win. Oh my God. Come over there.
Keep trying to tell you.
Throw you down and wrestle you until you say uncle. Say, fine, Winter doesn't win.
dare you. Is that a harder terror than...
I'm not doing it because I think you'd like it too much. And
anyway.
I'm trying to be mad at you. Your winter. What, Bryn, what?
No,
Never mind.
What were you gonna say?
Never mind.
All right. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Okay. I didn't watch the first one, did
Don't
you?
Don't bother with it. I did watch it. It's, you know, it's fine. Whatever. It's a fantasy movie.
It's really
I just,
whatever.
I expected so much more from it just because it's J.K. Rowling's behind it. It's the prequel to Harry Potter. Like, I wanted to be captivated and transported back to, you know, the Hogwarts universe. So, and it's not like that at all.
Unfortunately, your imagination is unencumbered by costs and the ability to make things seem, you know, so you read these books and you see it one way and right. then they make the movie and you go, oh.
Well, it's not even, it was, to me, it was that the story stunk.
Like, really?
I didn't care at all about this story. It seemed silly and just... It just was very unsatisfying. Like, actually, the setting, I thought they did a great job with, obviously.
Oh, it looked good, but it
great.
Didn't...
It was set in, like, old New York. And
so was this the prequel to the Harry Potter books?
It is. Apparently, there's going to be a few of them. It's the one with that redheaded kid, the one who played Stephen Hawking in the movie.
Eddie Redmayne.
Thank you. So he's the guy, Newt Scalander, Newt Salamander. I'm not sure what his name is. But he's like a professor who has written the book Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is a textbook that the kids at Hogwarts all use.
Okay.
So it's 100 years
previous. I like it. It sounds like it should be good. And yet?
It's just okay.
That's,
you know,
too bad.
I didn't love it at all. So there is a part two that's coming out. It's Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, who it was revealed at the end of the first Fantastic Beasts, is played by Johnny Depp.
A blonde Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah, just like a... You know, sort of a monstrous looking Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
So this one includes an appearance by... Have you read any of the Harry Potters?
Yes.
Did you, in the first one, you know how he's got a... Lord Voldemort has, or he who shall not be named, has a snake?
Yes.
So the snake's name is Nagini. Turns out she was actually a person at one point.
Okay.
So she is in... She, as in the human version of the snake, is in... This next installment of the Fantastic Beasts trilogy. I don't know how many they're going to do. She's not a snake. She's a woman, and she's played by an Asian actress. And some people are calling that racist. Macaulay Culkin. I know. I don't know.
Because...
A snake, an Asian. I don't know. Would any race of people have gone, how dare you call us snakes? Macaulay Culkin does not agree. And in fact, tweeted his support for J.K. Rowling. He said, I'm with you. Nagini can be whatever she wants to be. She's a strong woman / snake. Also, can you write me into the next movie? I'm Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone the movie, and I was also a page master experienced with magic.
Very cute.
Very cute. And I bet you she does write him in.
Why wouldn't she?
I can't. He looks like a gremlin.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be perfect. He could be young Grindelwald. He's blonde. Oh, I need you to go be on the computer right now.
Oh, dear.
So go over to the other side. Bryn, it's okay. Just go, Bryn. Get over. All right. Here we go. Back in June, there were reports that Owen Wilson offered to take a paternity test because a woman was claiming she was pregnant with his child. If she was, in fact, carrying his child, that would be his third child with a third woman.
Oh.
Yes, he spreads his seed far and wide. Johnny Appleseed over there. Yesterday, the New York Post said Owen took the paternity test.
And?
No!
Thank you.
I told you!
The fetus in question is a girl, by the way, and the mom is due any minute. So the mom is obviously, she's been saying that she's sure of it all along.
Do they love each other?
They
or...
do not.
Oh, they're they, just...
I do not believe
they
that they are together.
They were just passing...
Well, for her to be saying this is Owen Wilson's kid and for him to be like, oh, no, it's not. And then having to take a paternity test.
Well,
somebody guess they're not together.
He is worth a fortune, so he does have to make sure who he's making the checks out to, that person is, in fact, his kid.
Mm. On her Instagram, she posted a photo of herself with Owen at the premiere of his movie Father Figures last year with the hashtag Father Figure. In the comments, someone asked her if Owen is the papa, and she said yes. And someone else said, I hope she gets your nose.
Crunch.
Well, he is like, if you ever really look at it.
He's got the weirdest nose.
It looks like a penis. The more you look at it, the more penis-like it looks.
Attractive.
I do find him attractive, though.
I like his brother.
Oh, he's cute too. I agree with you.
But I couldn't look at that nose every day.
Oh. I was just going to say something that I totally shouldn't say. So that's
cool. What? Say it.
No, I just
What's wrong
I don't
with
think
you?
The FCC will let me.
Oh. Yeah.
Something you could do with that nose. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Shut up, Bryn. If you don't know what I'm talking
about. I don't. I have no idea.
All right, sure. You and Vinny both over in the dark over there.
I don't know either.
I got nothing.
I can't figure out what you do with your nose.
No idea.
I mean, there's boogers there and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Why would you want to do anything to God. It? I agree. Okay. I'm going to
You want to pick the guy's nose?
Yes,
that's
Vinny.
Disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I bet
is.
You want to eat him, too. Because boogers, because that's what you
gross.
Do, right, sir?
Yes. I am
People
hungry.
Are eating right now.
I know, Sarah. That's pretty disgusting.
Just
People
went
are
too
eating
far, Bryn.
Breakfast.
Yeah, Bryn.
Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn. Yeah,
Sarah's the one talking about
God.
The nose and the boogers and stuff.
She did not.
You remember
say
earlier?
What did I did not.
I said what?
I think it's against
forget
the
it?
FCC to eat boogers. I don't. I think you could have said that. Could have gone right there.
Yeah, yep. That's what wasn't what I was going to say.
Oh.
You guys are the ones who obviously have that on your mind. I want to squeeze this in. In other words, we're running late, so shut up and let's do something else.
All right.
House of Cards trailer. So we saw one thing where Claire is standing at the foot of the grave uh-huh. of her husband, played by Kevin Spacey, uh-huh. who is no longer on the show, and they've killed him off. And now there is a second trailer out. And here's a little
I cut it up a little bit to make it shorter.
Okay.
But,
oh, wait.
Here's most of the...
They didn't drop the whole season when we saw that first?
No. November 1st, I believe, the whole season.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Sorry, November 2nd.
All right.
House of Cards launches Netflix November 2nd.
Only on Netflix.
Anyway, that sounds exciting. God, she sounds like, oh, babe.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think we have to
good.
Watch the previous, like, 14 seasons to figure out this season, or can we just jump in?
I don't know.
I think you should, but
I know.
I did fall off
it, right?
after, like, 3 or 4 seasons. I forget where I was. Yeah. I just kind of dropped
I watched about the first... Oh, what happened?
I did that. Sorry. I fell off, too.
Yeah, I watched about the first 5 episodes of the first season and just, I mean, it wasn't even that I didn't like it. I just didn't go back to it.
No, it is a review in a sense. These shows we fall off of, clearly, because the ones you really love,
you do not. Watch. Right. It's true. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, quickly, we have to touch on the testimony that captured the nation yesterday. Mm. So we'll talk about that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, that was so long I crossed the whole San Mateo Bridge during it. Talking about the Friday montage.
It was long.
707, yay for the Friday montage. Dancing in my bathroom while I'm getting ready for work. It's going to be a great Friday. Love y'all. And 415 says, 12 minutes later.
Shut up.
Yeah. Shut up. Alice is supporting the 41st Annual Mill Valley Film Festival running October 4th through the 14th, and we'll take caller number 9 right now at 800-400-3697, give you a pair of tickets to the October 4th opening night film screening at the Rafael Theater. It's a movie called A Private War, plus 2 tickets to the post-film gala at the Marin Country Mart at Larkspur Landing. Call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check us out over there. We're on right now. I'm waving to you.
That's true.
If you were at RadioAlice.com, you'd have seen that.
Yeah, you can watch the whole show on the Looking Glass.
Here's what's happening. So the testimony that transfixed the nation yesterday as Christine, is it Blasey?
Blasey. Yes.
Blasey Ford testified first. We were on the air, so I only caught a little bit of that.
Yeah, I just saw the opening statements. She was shaking and looked terrified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, he testified after mm-hmm. her, and it seemed like almost everybody was watching. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I don't know among your crew or your group, but it seemed to be like the topic anywhere you went
right.
was, did you see? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people only are willing to put their toe in because they're afraid they're on the wrong side of conversation.
Well, you don't
want to
get in a fight with anybody.
Yep. Yeah, I just don't want to get into it.
Right about that.
Well, with people that I'm sure of, though, there was quite a bit of conversation about
mm-hmm. it. Yeah. So you didn't talk to your brother.
No, I didn't really. I barely saw it. I don't even think I saw him yesterday.
What?
I know.
How's that possible?
Maybe I did see him. I don't think so. They had a dinner last night that they had to go to, and my sister-in-law was hung over from the Salesforce thing.
Oh.
Yeah, she was,
it was hurting.
Down for the count. I didn't see her. I don't think I saw either one of them. It was amazing, actually. Like, oh, my God. It's almost like they don't live right next door to me.
Maybe they both were hurting.
Maybe.
Well, the Senate Judiciary Committee, as I understand it, they're taking their seats in a meeting as we speak and getting ready for their vote.
So this is to recommend whether or not he should be the nominee.
And it should be put to full vote.
Right.
So that I believe he, if they get enough votes, it goes to the full committee.
Right.
And then, but even if it doesn't, I think it can still end up in the Senate and getting voted on. So, but they're taking their seats now. One of the things that I'm going to try to be measured in my comments, but where else in America would there be a rush to hire someone with this hanging over their head? The highest court in the land? Isn't that
in a permanent lifetime position?
Isn't that so embarrassing that
that we're so partisan and so worried about getting our guy through? I mean, and look, both sides are totally guilty of this kind of shenanigans.
Right.
You know, it's gross.
You wouldn't push through a hire at McDonald's with this hanging over the employee's head. And yet in the highest court in the land, we're going to try to make this happen before Wednesday of next week. Right. Okay.
Well, correction, before midterms.
Right. Whatever the deadline they've set is. However they want to get that done.
Let's rush this through. And they're all like, oh, it's been too long since we haven't had all nine judges. I'm like, well, it was a year when you guys said no to Merrick Garland. So you were fine with it being only eight on the panel for a year when it wasn't your guy. Okay, got it.
So anyway, that's happening as we speak, as they're sitting down to discuss and possibly vote on whether this guy should go to full vote.
Yeah, I should never talk about politics.
Well, look, this is a tough one. I mean, it's everywhere. If you open up your Instagram, you can see that people are extremely passionate about this subject. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a doozy.
You know what? When I get all impassioned about politics, I feel like I'm part of the problem. Like, I really do feel like we're not having measured, thoughtful conversations with people whose ideas differ from us. That's the way the world is. Everyone thinks differently than you do. You may think much like one group, but there'll be something that you disagree. We all have so much more in common, and yet we're just watching. You're either watching CNN and MSNBC, or you're watching Fox, and you know there's no crossover, and they hate each other, and we're all like hating on each other when really we're related to each other.
That's why I said what I did, which is, you know, the rush to hire him is the real embarrassment here. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things wrong with what went down yesterday and has been going on all along. But the idea that we're just going to regardless of the testimony that happened, we should try to make this guy the next guy.
Yeah.
Like, that is shocking and embarrassing and humiliating. And that's so political. It's just unbelievable.
It's gross. I just don't believe that it's ever been this divided in the country. Yeah. Where we're outward, just like the hatred that we spew at each other. It feels really wrong.
So it'll be interesting
to
see how they go with it today.
You're right about that.
I feel like there's no possible way this guy ends up in the job.
I can't help but agree with you, and yet I would never say that declaratively. I can't. I mean, I've seen much stranger things happen. Look at our effing president. I was watching some of the footage from the press conference he did on, I guess it was probably
just 2 days ago.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, I listened to the
whole thing. He's a freaking madman. He's a maniac. You can't even believe what's coming out of his mouth.
Do you have the quote?
My jaw dropped.
Do you have the quote of his big brain?
Oh, like, oh my God, that is the funniest thing he says. In China, they said, I have a really big brain.
Brain.
I'm like, oh my God.
The Chinese can't understand why Donald Trump has such a big brain.
Oh,
Anyway, God. I'll let you know how they vote when that comes across my desk.
That was a quote, man.
But that's happening as we speak.
All right, we'll just stick to the facts on that and have and we're here to make it so you don't have to think about
that. You don't have to stick to the facts if you don't want to. I'm telling you, I think it's a pretty passionate subject.
Right.
I mean, my chick's pretty cool-headed when it comes to politics and things, and she was, it's one of the first things we talked about when we got home, and she was like, I've already talked to all the neighbors, too. Like, I mean, it's
everyone's watching.
It's everywhere, and it's
I know,
it's big.
But getting back to my thing, I shouldn't talk about it because I get super, like, it's, you know, it's I'm part of the problem. I don't want to be part of the problem. I want to be I was just like a very, very large.
Gross.
Anonymous. You can't say that, huh?
Is it that?
Oh. Why go for it again?
Yeah. I'll spit it out one of these times.
That's our president, everyone. Proud moment.
Well, anyway, for the record, I believe her.
I do as well. I don't see what she has to gain.
So 911 is an important service.
Agreed.
It's not to be toyed with, everyone. And yet, this story makes the news, and it's kind of charming. Police in Fort Collins, Colorado, released a 911 recording a few days ago. A 10-year-old called up for help with his math homework.
Oh.
I understand.
It's an emergency.
Math is hard.
Yeah.
He told the dispatcher he was struggling with 3,052 divided by 71. And the dispatcher said, I'll help you with that. Then he went on to say, apparently, he's bad at math too, so let me get my calculator, son.
Oh, well, that's not going to help him learn how to do it.
Well, he's a 911 guy. I mean, he's just trying to...
Sure, clear the line for the next emergency.
The answer was 42.98. The kid said thanks, and they hung up. Even though it was a cool moment... And it's going around. The police did issue a statement saying, 911's not for your math homework, kids. It's for real emergencies. Would you mind never doing that again?
Yeah. A grown-up who did that would probably be in trouble.
Yeah.
A 10-year-old, not so much.
There was a story on KCBS the other day where they played audio. It was kind of a segment that they were doing with this story, Vinny. And they played one with a kid asking 911 that they could, I can't get the internet. Like, oh my God.
That's probably because your mom has locked you out, son.
That is, though, in fact, an emergency.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. Well, this answers my question. I came in with it not that long. Well, actually, I didn't come in with it. It came out of my mouth because for some reason you guys like to talk about my cat.
To talk about us.
And
well,
I was.
It's plural now, huh?
Well, I mean, isn't it?
Yep.
I opened the garage yesterday and Sparky was the first face that poked out. I'm like, well, sure enough.
I got some food. Did you get that picture of us yet? Was Garfield there?
I posted the picture.
Sort of. That wasn't a good one. I want us like a portrait and.
I like the picture
sunset
of your butt.
Sunset behind
it
us.
It wasn't,
but. Butt.
Your butt is mine.
Anyway, I had mentioned to you guys that it seems there were little tiny, I think they were either mice or rat poops or something in the garage that I thought, oh my God, I have three cats now. Circle around the cat bowl and the water dish. And none of these cats are interested in helping me out. I mean, I'm feeding all of you, the whole neighborhood.
We love those cats.
We're making our army. We told you. We're taking over.
Researchers set up cameras in an urban setting to see how cats and rats interacted. And in general, cats mostly avoided rats.
What?
They wanted, nope. And you know why? Because rats fight back.
Yeah, rats are big.
So cats are like, hang out. Help yourself.
Yeah, you tangle with a
the
couple rats.
The bull's over there on the left.
I want to say something. If I wasn't drugged up, I'd get those rats.
Dude, you've been off drugs for ages. You got to knock it off with that.
It's just has permanent damage.
I know. I'm seeing double.
Well, there are two other cats here.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, most rats are just too big for cats to want to fight with, so
they're beastly.
They just let them be. which now lets me know my problem wasn't a mouse. They were probably rats. That's why the cats were like, yeah, hey.
Everybody knows they carry disease.
It appears that cats only want to fight tiny little birds and other extremely small things like mice.
Yeah. My cat's big into snakes. I'm always finding snakes.
Snakes.
Yeah. Little, you know, garter snakes. Uh-huh. Small. But I always feel so bad for them. I'm always like, oh.
What do you do with the snakes?
Yeah, I love snakes.
What do you do with them?
Well, if they're dead, I pitch them over the fence.
Well, snakes can't exactly run for it, can they?
Well, they can get away.
They slither.
They can't slither fast
the
enough.
The problem is if they can't get under something away from the cat, like if they're out sunning themselves on a rock and the cat manages to sneak up.
It's over.
The snakes all, oh.
I know.
You don't bury them?
No, I don't bury them. Oh. I don't have like a little snake graveyard in my yard.
You don't?
No. There'd be a lot of them. It would take up half my yard, all the things that my cats have killed over the years.
Do they eat them or they bring them as a gift for
no,
you?
No, they play with them and then they put them right by the door. Oh, look what I got you. And then you'd like, good,
gee, thanks. I got to clean that up now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. Sometimes they're just so nasty. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just the head. I'm like, oh, God. Couldn't eat that part, huh?
I left you a carcass.
You're welcome.
Well, that is cats' jobs, and they, yeah, you know, they should be praised
you
for
get
it.
Get the rats then, cats!
I know.
You pussies?
Yeah, come on!
God!
They're too big!
I don't know. We get the praise and some extra food.
Yeah, there's a nonstop flow of food.
Yeah.
Well, that's why. We're just lazy.
It's an organic.
Jeez.
You gotta pick your battles.
Our techs are unbelievable. I got three cats now. None of them are willing to protect the house.
You do it.
You do it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, thank you for the early Friday montage. Sarah's commentary always cracks me up. Her spoken word of Vinny's rock songs was funny as hell.
Oh.
Just rolled up to the office so I can get this work day out of the way. Happy Friday, lovely people.
Happy Friday to you, too.
Boss got to love hearing that. Let me get this over with so the real day can start.
Yeah. No, the boss gets it.
Does he?
Sure. The boss wants to leave, too.
Whoever.
The boss isn't even there, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's our boss today?
Where's anybody?
That's true.
That's
this
why we're
going to
have
a ghost
PJ
town.
Fridays.
Only one person is participating, though, as you may have noticed.
I forgot all about it. And I think it's because we didn't really make it official. Should we make it official?
Oh, I thought about it. I just didn't do it.
I'm going to wear my
pajamas. You actually have pajamas?
I have shorts. Yeah.
Where were you sleeping? Yeah.
I don't sleep in the sweatpants. That's what I wear around the house.
Right.
So I can bring the garbage out and stuff.
Oh,
like
I see. But, so you just put on whatever it is you wear after you've
right.
left the. Got it.
But when I.
You sleep in that, though?
I have slept in this before, yeah. Mostly I wear it around the house because it kind of gets too
hot. It's nice
to
have
to
pants
sleep.
On, right? Yeah. You take your pants off when you go to bed.
Yeah.
Take your pants off, get in the bed.
Let's see what you got.
I have lunches on Friday, so I'll have to bring a change of clothes, I guess.
Okay. I'm not doing it.
Oh, you're not?
No. Pajamas?
Oh, you'd be so cozy.
I thought that was just the rule they made.
It's the
for
rule.
Those two.
Oh, just for them? What
Vin's
about for Brit?
That's three. I'm part of this.
There's three now. What
are
you?
Shorts, Vin.
What about
to get a look at those legs,
Vaughn,
the stems.
He always has to go to another job. Oh, you can do it?
You are
do it
asking
too.
For it today.
Vaughn's
oh, Vaughn's
going to
do it too?
That's
yeah,
four.
All right. Great.
I
let's
guess
not
I'll...
even bother brushing our teeth or combing our hair.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
just
that's
go back
just
home
really...
And, yeah, let's just show
to...
up.
That's where I draw the line, Vin.
I have to buy pajamas, though.
Just wear sweatpants. Wear a t-shirt and sweatpants.
And leave your mouth guard in, Hooman.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be good luck.
It's just cozy day. Like, whatever you feel cozy in. I might have to get a pair of slippers to leave here.
Hey.
Oh, this is fun.
What?
Here's some Scott feedback, everyone.
Mm.
This is an email sent to RadioAlice.com. I just wanted to say I love when Scott is on The Secret Show. Maybe it's because I'm an old school listener from day one. Whatever the reason, they are some of my favorite shows to listen to. I love his advice to the listeners, minus telling the girl to stay with her verbally abusive boyfriend she'd just moved in with.
Yeah,
WTF.
I think he's being funny.
He was.
Love you guys.
He just has to take the other side.
Right. Well,
he was on Tuesday's Secret Show, if you go back and look at it. Listen to it, I guess.
Right.
You can look at it all you want. You're not going to listen to it. All right, coming up in the trash. Oh, boy, a new Barbra Streisand song. Whoa. Can't wait to hear that. And I got a Murphy Brown revival cameo that you might want to hear.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.